Hey team, I'm going to talk a little bit about my job in personal development. And before that, I'll talk a little bit about gratitude, I guess, and how we can help each other to achieve things. So strap yourselves in. It's Friday. We're getting that little bit closer to December and coming towards the end of the year.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I want to start with the gratitude piece, and the angle I want to take around this is that we're running the 28-day program at the moment, so if you missed out on that, I do apologise, but the next one will kick off in the new year at some stage, and I'll make it an evergreen program after this, but right now we're doing it step by step together. And a large part of that, as always, is putting in the gratitude. What went well today? What didn't go well? What am I thankful for? And I do this regularly, and if you're not someone that's tried this yet, you've got to get on this. Like, so many people I talk to about this, and they'll go, oh yeah, that stuff again. I'm telling you, that stuff works. It just works when you get out of your head and you start to think about what are the things that are going really well in my life. And then I started thinking about the fact that quite often, for those of you new to the podcast, I used to ask people to rate the show. And I used to not really like asking because you think it sounds a bit egotistical, like I need your validation and I need you to tell me how good I'm doing. Like, please tell me that this is amazing. But I know that's not actually true. It's more of this gratitude thing where I'm thankful that you take the time to listen to the show. We've had a lot of new people joining up and following the show in the last 6 or 8 weeks who've reached out to me. Some who've even signed up to programs just in the last few weeks, or that have got struggles going on, or that are working in the school systems and loving what we're doing in youth development and reach out. So there's a lot of new people. And I guess the point of rating the show, for me anyway, is that it puts it in the front of other people. So when Apple, in particular, when you rate the show through Apple, providing you give it a good rating, of course, if you rate the show through Apple, it puts it in front of more people's ears at the end of the day. So then more people get to listen to the show. And so I guess it's a way of me asking in some roundabout way for your gratitude. If you've ever found value in this show, and if you come back, I would hope you do. I would hope you're not coming back to a show you don't like. But if you find value in it, the effort that you can take of 5, 10, 15 seconds to rate the show and write a little word picture is huge. Like, it's massive for me and it does mean a lot. And anyone that knows me personally knows that I do not like to be validated. It might even be a weakness of mine where I don't like people telling me how amazing something is. But I do appreciate when I put something out there for the public in the hope that it helps them. I do like it when they go, hey, that really helped me. That was really cool. Or this thing, or I've just started listening and this is what it's done for me. And I've had quite a consistent flow of those messages in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I guess I'm just putting it out there to say, hey, if you've sent me one of those messages or even thought about sending me one of those messages, jump onto the app, wherever you're listening, but particularly Apple, and give it a rating and write a little word picture. It'll actually take less time than sending through an email, etc. Now, when you send through an email, I can at least respond to it, I guess. I can't do that through the Apple. But when you do it through Apple, it actually puts it in front of more people. And then we're kind of helping each other and you're helping other people. In line with that, if you find a particular episode that just works for you, that you go, yeah, that really resonates, and you might think of someone in your circle that this could also resonate with, then send it through to them. Like, that's a good way of us kind of sharing this whole personal development experience. So that's all. I just want to put that out there as my little gratitude piece. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was people chasing their dreams. And this is a really interesting one. And I think back again to my daughter climbing Mount Everest. And I think back to Jaden Nikarima, who's now down with the storm and he's made it back to the NRL. And people have often said to me, and I've literally just come off the gym floor and had this conversation with one of the guys in the gym about how it's amazing. Like, the journey that you and Jaden have been on in the last 2 years and to see where he's made it. And that's, the terminology was kind of like, this was the goal, getting him to the NRL. And I said to him, that was never my goal. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, that's Jaden's goal. And this is where I'm going to tell you what my job is in personal development. My job isn't to tell you what to dream. My job is to help you get there. Whatever the dream is, doesn't matter what you want to achieve, my job is to help you get there. So you can have the most outlandish dream in the world, i.e., make it back to the NRL after 4 years out, climb Mount Everest like Alyssa did, go and study medicine. I don't know. Whatever your dream is, it can be whatever you want. My job is to break it down and go, well, how do we get there? And so at the end of the day, I never had this goal of Jaden making it back to the NRL. My goal was to help him to achieve his goal. His goal was to get back to the NRL. I don't view myself as success because he got there, although I'm incredibly proud of him. I view myself as success because I'm confident that now that he's down in the NRL system and the best system in the country, if he fails for some reason, i.e., you know, his body doesn't hold up, maybe he's just not good enough, which I don't believe to be true, but he's had a lot of injuries, so maybe his body doesn't hold up. For whatever reason, if after 6 or 12 months, the Storm go, mate, you just haven't got it anymore, it's not, you know, you're not what we thought, I am confident that he will mentally be okay. I'm confident that he'll bounce back, disappointed, yes, but then he'll focus on, well, what do I do next? And he'll come back home to Krista and baby Marley, and he'll hopefully come back into the Building Better Humans project, or he might go into, you know, working on the Nicarima Brothers, a brand that him and his brother Cody are working on. But I know he'll be okay. So again, his dream was the NRL. My job is to get him to his dream, but to also make sure that if the wheels fall off when he's on the way to his dream or close to achieving his dream, that he's going to be okay. My job, if you want to climb Mount Everest and it doesn't happen and you make the best attempt ever and you have to come back down and you feel like a failure, my job is to make sure that you're okay at the other end of that. You're okay going, I desperately wanted this thing and I didn't make it, but I was so close. But rather than be just disappointed, which is okay, but rather than be disappointed to the point where you kind of are down on yourself and hate yourself, you go, well, I did the best that I could. With everything that I had available to me, I gave 100%. That's when I've done my job. And I knew when Jaden got on that plane that I had done my job to the best of my ability. I'd built into him as much resilience as I could so that on the surface, the goal of the NRL is great, but on the surface only, I knew deeper that if, for whatever reason, he didn't make it, he was going to be okay. And it's the same for you, for anyone that I'm working with one-on-one, and I'm still doing a bit of one-on-one, not as much as I used to, but I am doing a bit. My job isn't to tell you what to dream. My job is to help you get there. Anyone that's in the personal development space, anyone that's in the coaching space, in the trying to improve people physically, mentally, or emotionally, your job is not to tell people what they need to do or how they need to do it. You don't tell people what they need to think. You just give them ideas. If you're struggling with this thing, time management, dealing with anxiety, having difficult conversations, if you're struggling with any of those things, then here's some strategies that I've seen, I've used, or people around me have used successfully to get through that. That's my job. My job is to say, well, what you need to do is step 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I use that terminology sometimes, and I know that it's not the right terminology, and I do pull myself up on it, but I always have had a deeper understanding that my job isn't to tell you what to dream. My job is to help you get there. So hope that's helpful to you guys, and I'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.